The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and it is in everyone's best interests to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional. The opinions expressed herein are not meant to provide specific investment advice or serve as a prediction for future stock market performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Securities and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities Corp., member FINRA, SIPC. A registered investment advisor, Wolf Financial Advisory, United Way of Southwest Michigan, and USA Financial Securities Corp. are not affiliated entities.
Wolf Financial Advisory, when it's important to you, it's important to us.
This is the Wolf Financial Podcast. Here's your host, Rob Wolf.
Good day, everyone. Rob Wolf here with the Wolf Financial Podcast. And my guest today is Anna Murphy of United Way of Southwest Michigan. Welcome, Anna, to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
So United Way, everybody's heard of it, but what makes United Way of Southwest Michigan different and or special than sort of that big corporate United Way that we all have heard about in the past?
So United Way is about locally changing lives, bringing people together around solutions. We are part of a big United Way, but we locally like to take care of the people in our communities that we serve, which is Barry and Van Buren and Cass County.
So we got this local chapter of our three counties, and then there's multiple United Ways all through the state of Michigan. And of course, throughout the United States. And then you got a big corporate United Way.
Yeah, it's like an umbrella. We're members of United Way worldwide. And so there's about 1,300 United Ways across the U.S. About 40, some of those are in Michigan. But there's also 40 countries that have United Ways.
So how did United Way even start?
Well, so United Way started about 100 years ago in Denver, Colorado. There was a group that said we need to do something around charity. That was as the larger aspect of United Way. Locally, it was started. We are now on our near 80th year, and it was started by Lewis C. Upton. He was sitting around with some colleagues of his, and they said, "How do we get money back out into the community?" And so they started as a community chest at the time. And it was specifically to raise dollars and give out to charitable organizations. And at the time, I think that there were maybe less than 10. There was American Red Cross, the YMCA, some of the longstanding organizations that we see in the communities were some of the first organizations funded by the United Way here locally. And we only served Benton Harbor St. Joe at that time. There were, over the years, there have been about six different United Ways. We merged three United Ways into us, making us United Way of Southwest Michigan.
So how is your chapter unique compared to some of the other chapters in the state or countrywide?
I think every United Way is unique because of what the community needs are. So if you look at, say, Southeast Michigan, their needs, we might have some overlap of needs, but their needs are going to be probably on a greater scale. And then you've got other communities that might not have, you may not have the food insecurity needs. You might not have some of the poverty needs. You might have health needs instead. So everything that we do is based on data, based on having community conversations where we talk to our community about what their aspirations are, what they see their needs are. And that's how we define what we are. There's a basic understanding of what United Ways do in all communities. And it's about building relationships to grow revenue, to create impact, stay relevant, be sustainable. So those are all kind of the basic foundations of a United Way. But when we talk about the programs or what we fund or and those types of things, it's all based on what our community needs.
So as far as the revenue that United Way is able to raise, is that from grants, from foundations, or how much of it do you get just from individuals donating?
Yeah. So it's funny because we're just starting our analysis for 2023. The campaign just closed a couple of days ago. But it's made up. Our campaign is what we call campaign revenue. And then we have total revenue. So campaign revenue typically comes from our corporate partners. It will come from individual giving. It will come from some sponsorships, but the other revenue will be grants and things like that for some of the programs that we do. We have about 102 corporate partners that we get what we call employee campaign dollars. So where United Way has a relationship, we go in, we're able to talk to the employees for a few minutes, talk about United Way, and then they pledge through a pledging process. And then sometimes we also get what's called a corporate gift. And so some companies will be giving us both. Some companies will only do the employee pledge. Some companies will only do the corporate gift. And on outside of that, we also have individual relationships, such the one with Wolf Financial Advisories, you, Rob, for you gave us a donation. So those would be considered individual gifts. We have leadership givers that are giving us $500 or more. A lot of times those are individual gifts. We also have a Tocqueville Society, which is $10,000 or more. And those are typically individual gifts, but many of those individuals are tied to a company, if that makes sense. So we have a variety of ways of raising dollars. So we also do different events and programs that we are out looking for sponsorships and grants for.
So overall, somebody through payroll deduction, they write a check to United Way of Southwest Michigan. The money comes in and it goes into this big pot. How can I determine where that money goes? Or if I have it as just a general gift, who determines where the money goes?
Yeah, so there's a couple ways to do that. So if you are giving me a gift and you would like to designate that, you can designate it to any of the impact partners that we fund. We are not an open designation where that means that you could designate to anyone or anything that you want. We don't do that. All of our revenue comes in and it has to align with what our impacted objectives are, if you will. There are times that people are saying, well, you get to make all the decisions. And it's like, nope, I don't. We utilize volunteers. We have about 80 volunteers that are broken up in what we call investment teams. Those investment teams align with the different impact areas and the issue areas that we fund in. They get all of the information. Right now it's on a 3-year cycle. So those investment volunteers will review all of the applications that come in from organizations, and they are the ones that actually make the final decisions and make the recommendations to our board, and our board has the final say on it. So it's a very thoughtful and accountable process, and that's one of the reasons that I think people do give to United Way, because they know that we are putting the money where we say we're going to put it, and we have the process to ensure that who we're funding isn't going to squander the dollars in some other way. And so we have checkpoints along the way that volunteers look at as well. But there are ways that an individual through a company, if they want to designate, they can. We don't really push designations. We do believe that people have a choice of where their dollar goes. However, when you designate something, it acts more as a pass through, and we don't have any impact over those dollars. So if someone says, you know, I want it to go to agency A. Okay. So I'm sending that $5,000 off to agency A, and that's the last time I see it. I can't tell you that $5,000, I can't tell you how it's been spent. I can't tell you that it's being accountable. I mean, I would like to say that because they're one of our impact partners, it is, but I can't guarantee that. And so we talk about designations, but we don't really push that, because if we have the money in United Way, our volunteers take the community input from our community conversations. They take the data that's out there that says these are the greatest needs. They're working off of that, and that's where the funding gets distributed.
So the term impact partner mm-hmm. is a actual entity that receives the funds from United Way.
Right. They've been called a variety of things, partner agency, partner organization, but those organizations are really who are creating the impact out in the communities. We invest to have that impact created.
So let's say a company like Whirlpool gives a incentive, say, I'm going to match X amount of dollars if you give to United Way. How does that all work? And is there any other ways to leverage one's gifts to United Way?
We do have companies that do a dollar for dollar match or a 50% match. We've had more companies in the past. And I think the reason we don't, it's not because they stopped doing that. It's because they left the community. So we have fewer organizations doing that. It's a really great incentive for individuals to give. We think that that's a really solid incentive, but there are companies that can't afford that. So we get that. Leveraging dollars, we don't have a mechanism to actually leverage like your individual gift. What we have is that our dollars invested in the impact partner can leverage the dollars for additional grant or sponsorship money, especially like state or federal grants. So for example, a larger nonprofit that relies on some state and federal dollars typically has to have a local match, and our dollars can be counted for that. So at the end of the year, when we do our reporting, we report out on those dollars leveraged. And I think this last year we were at about a $3 million mark. So when you look at United Way, we do a formula, and that leveraging piece is what's added into our total community worth.
So Anna, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in United Way and your role and your overall experience.
Yeah. So I've been with United Way for almost 26 years. So this August will be 26 years. It's a long time. And just knowing too that in 26 years, there's been so much change. How I got into it then is very different than how anybody would get in it today. So I was actually just finishing working with a organization called Child Care Resources. It's out of Kalamazoo. And I was training child care providers. And I decided to go back and get my master's degree. So as I was about halfway through my master's degree, I realized I wanted to do training and development. So kind of the HR thing. And so I was hired by a larger restaurant here to be their training coordinator, training and doing training. And I ended up being more of a dining room manager. And so I thought, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for. I started volunteering for United Way, and which ultimately led to my position as the director of their first call for help, which is what we now call today 211, which is a 3-digit access to health and human services. So I was the director of first call for help for a couple of years, and I just kind of slowly moved into more of the fundraising role and the allocation role, the deployment of the dollars. And slowly, and about 15 years ago or so, my predecessor left. I wasn't going to put my name in it, and then realized I could have a new boss. I could lose my job. You know, I was the interim, and I thought, this is really cool. And that's how I became president.
And that's the rest of the story.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't ever intended to be where I would land in nonprofit. I was a non-traditional college student. It took me 10 years to get my undergrad. I really had no idea that this is where I would land, and then land for 26 years. I didn't think I could do anything for more than about 5. And then I met my husband, and then I got my job, and those are all like
long-term. And your husband is big into nonprofit with Feeding America.
Yeah, my husband was a... by schooling and by training, he was an engineer, and things changed along the way, and he ended up working in nonprofit as well. And so it's kind of interesting because for a long time, the whole business process, because that's the kind of engineer he was, would teach me how to do things at United Way. And when he started getting into the nonprofit, I had to help him understand that it is we are a business, but it is a little bit different than being in that engineering field. And so, yeah.
Absolutely. So why don't you share with us some really good stories about successes that United Way has had in the community and some of the impact that you've personally seen and felt more on an emotional level.
United Way is a hard sell. And I would love it to be that it was the easiest sell out there because we're working with people. But unless you're seeing it, unless you're part of it, you don't really always understand it. So I compare it to that our widget isn't a screwdriver or a car or whatever. It's changing lives. And so when we hear the stories about how somebody that hadn't been working, that was staying at the shelter, is now in their own apartment and now has a job and has stayed in that job for a period of time and now has their kids back. So those are the kinds of things that it's like, yep, we're doing something right. You know, we worked with a few years ago when we had the bad floods, that we were an integral part of the recovery of that. And hearing about the people that lost their homes, I actually went with Team Rubicon down to Niles and went through one of the homes that was sitting on the river and what they had experienced. And I walked in and I had my boots on and, you know, I didn't know what I was going to walk into. And I walked into 2 feet of muck. And it was basically the house was damaged. And so you've got this house that this is all you have. And now you've got to scramble to try to find someplace to stay. You've got to find how to repay for it, how to rebuild it, and those are the types of things that the programs that we pay for or invest in are helping to provide those solutions.
So your success comes from the success
Absolutely.
Of all the organizations
Absolutely.
That you support.
Absolutely.
So you're like the hub that
Sure.
collects the money. You distribute the money to all the organizations that are actively making an impact into the community.
Yes.
You are their funding mechanism.
We are a funding mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
We are typically a smaller portion, you know, around a 25-30%. We don't want to go too heavy because what happens if something, you know, happens? But we are, and, you know, we have some of our own programs. We have 211, which is what I mentioned, the three-digit access. We have Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is a book program for kids that are birth to five, but we are typically not a direct service. And so, we are creating impact, but we've got to have partners. It has to be collective collaboration, if you will, to be able to say, these are the lives that we're changing. So the stories that we get, the stories are coming from those organizations that we fund. And there's some amazingly powerful stories. And if you go to our website, you can get any video and any story out there.
So if somebody does want to contribute money or perhaps even volunteer, what's the best way for them to do that?
So you can either contact me because now you know who I am or go to our website. It's uwsm.org. We've got information about, there's a page on there that leads to Volunteer United, which is our, volunteer portal, if you will. We manage the volunteer work in the three counties. You can find information about all of the organizations that are funded. You can find information about the staff and the board. And, you know, there's a plethora of information out there. And videos and stories, we're constantly pushing those because that's what's really telling the success of United Way. I mean, we have an infrastructure that's really strong. And so we're very proud of the work that we do and the accountability that we have, the transparency that we have, but we still do have to have some impact partners to help us, you know, create that impact.
So overall, it's not just by going to United Way, but if you want to make an impact on our community, you're going to want to go to United Way of Southwest Michigan and donate there.
Correct.
Because those dollars are going to stay local.
Correct.
Or you could go visit Wolf Advisory Services under our resource tab, Charity of the Month. There's a direct link to United Way right off our website that you can go to donate, get the phone number, make a contact. If you want to volunteer, there's many ways that you can give back to the community that would be very appreciated.
Absolutely.
And so let's just talk a little bit about volunteerism. How does United Way get involved with volunteers?
So our organization took, we transitioned Volunteer Services of Southwest Michigan under our umbrella a number of years ago. And there's two ways to become to volunteer, if you will, through United Way and through United Way activity, if you will. So we have Rake a Difference Day. We have School Supply Spectacular. We'll have a Rock the Boat coming up, you know, things like that. We're always looking for volunteers, as well as our board and committees. So that's actually volunteering for United Way to execute on their program and services. In the Volunteer United platform, which is called Galaxy, an individual can go out there and say, I want to volunteer, and get matched with a volunteer opportunity. And then there's a way for corporations, because we'll also help corporations that want to do any kind of staff engagement opportunity. We can help set that up. For example, blanket making kits for the nursing home and things like that. So there's a few different ways to volunteer your time in Southwest Michigan.
So really, whether you're individual or corporation wanting to do a corporate function, we can utilize the resources of United Way to really be able to leverage and make a difference within our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is. And the way you said that, it is about people. So one of our primary ways that we work, I guess, it's about building relationships. And relationships take time. Relationships are hard sometimes. But the more people we know and the more people that are advocates or champions for United Way, gosh, it makes it so much easier to do.
How many impact partners would you say we have in Southwest Michigan?
We have 49, I believe. And then within the impact partners, we've got multiple programs. So we fund like 73 programs in those impact partners. Those are specific to United Way that we fund, but there are many more nonprofits in Southwest Michigan that are currently not getting funding from United Way.
So there's a lot of creative ways that organizations like United Way can accept gifts. So what types of gifts do you accept? Is it just monetary gifts, or how can you have individuals help you with raising your money?
Yeah. So we obviously, through the corporate campaigns and individual, it's a monetary. We do also take stock gifts. Right now we're not doing like property gifts. That's a little bit cumbersome. I mean, but we do get quite a few gifts of stock. We also get dollars through individuals that have endowments that are making their, or their trust, I guess their trust, that are making their gifts out of that. So, I mean, we are set up to do a variety of things. We'll do, bequests. We'll do, you know, legacy gifts. You just have to come to us and tell us what you want to do.
So pretty much any type of financial gift, United Way has the ability and resources to accept those. Gifts of appreciated stock are fantastic ways to give money and get a tax deduction at the same time. So lots of good ways of giving. And Anna, any final thoughts that you have that you'd like to share about United Way?
I think that the biggest thing for us is that we are a turned outward focused organization. If we only looked internal, we'd only do, you know, kind of the day-to-day stuff. but we have to really turn outward and make sure that we are hearing the voice of every population, every demographic in our Southwest Michigan, because our three counties that we serve are very different from each other. And there are multiple communities, multiple school districts. So we've got to make sure that we are really, truly reaching into those communities and hearing what their needs and aspirations are of our community.
So Anna, I want to thank you for joining us today and sharing with us your impact and United Way's impact on our community and all the strategic partnerships that you help support through United Way, and just appreciate what you and your team does.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me. And really, thank you for your contribution to United Way.
This is Rob Wolf with the Wolf Financial Podcast. We look forward to having you join us for our next show.
Thank you for listening to the Wolf Financial Podcast. For additional information about our firm, please visit our website, wolfadvisoryservices.com.
Wolf Financial Advisory.